The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and joining us today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
And I thought I'd start off today's show just talking about some supplements. And the reason for that is I had a patient earlier in the week who said, when I asked her, is she taking vitamin E, she said no, because she read some report that said vitamin E was dangerous. And the reason I asked her about vitamin E was because on some of the testing, her inflammatory markers were elevated, and vitamin E can be helpful in that regard. At least that's what I've seen help patients. There are a lot of other things that are helpful as well. And I went through the internet looking for studies, reports that she may have come across or heard repeated. And I came across one that was done back in 2011 and published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. And, Johnny, you might remember this. It was a major clinical trial that found dietary supplementation with vitamin E appears to increase the risk of prostate cancer among apparently healthy men.
I do remember that, Dr. Slavin, and I've been fighting back ever since.
And the reason I'm bringing it up is because there is so much disinformation being reported in general, not just about this study, but in general when it comes to your health, that I bring this up so you can, the next time you hear a report, you'll look at it with a little more thought
skepticism,
instead of just
maybe.
I'm sorry.
Skepticism, maybe.
Well, not necessarily skepticism, but just don't necessarily believe it on face value, because a lot of people will say, "Oh, vitamin E increases risk of prostate cancer." Okay, I'll stop taking vitamin E, and then when you read it, you begin to realize just how slanted the study was. And when you look at how it was reported, you realize how slanted the reporting was. And then you have to start thinking to yourself, well, why would they do it that way? So here's what they looked at. They looked at 35,000 men in the study. They were divided into four groups. One group got placebo. Another group got selenium. Another group got vitamin E, or selenium plus vitamin E. And after the study was done, 521 cases of prostate cancer had developed over the 3 years. What they didn't say here, though, was what the average age of the men in the study was. So, and then they reported that the risk of getting prostate cancer was 17%. There was a 17% increased risk. Now, they went to different schools than I did, where they were taught math. Because, again, here is different ways of reporting numbers. One way to report it would be if you had 521 cases of prostate cancer out of 35,000 men, you had a 0.005% increase in prostate cancer. Of course, another way of reporting it would be if you had 500, and let's see what they have here. In the just the vitamin E group alone was the group that they reported. So you had 147 cases of prostate cancer in the vitamin E group. You know, then you could run the numbers a little bit differently. You come up with 17%, and of course that gets everybody's attention. So if you reported the 0.005%, that wouldn't be that interesting. There are other things to consider, though, when you look at this study. You know, nobody, well, I think nobody with proper nutritional training would say to somebody, take D-alpha tocopherol. Because that's what they were given, at least in this report, they said they were given alpha tocopherol. We know that you, when you use vitamin D, number one, you want to use the natural vitamin D, not the synthetic, and you want to use vitamin D with all its subtypes. So it's not just the alpha tocopherol, but you have beta, gamma, and delta tocopherol. You want to use all the tocopherols. And then you also want to use the tocotrienols as well. Why would you want to just pull out one vitamin out of eight and give it to somebody? So this is what they do over and over again to try and discredit vitamin supplementation. And, Janet, do you think they're trying to do it to save people money so they don't go out and buy their vitamins?
Oh, for sure. That's the motivation. Here, save money. Take this pharmaceutical, but don't take those vitamins. Those vitamins increase your risk of cancer.
It would, you know, the way I think is that they wouldn't even bother doing these studies if they didn't feel the competition from people taking supplements as opposed to people not taking them. Why else would they do it?
It's very, very interesting how they put the studies together. And what's even more important is what the population is of the people studied in order to reach these conclusions. As you said, Dr. Slavin, there is no information about the average age of the men included in that study. And we know that a very, very high percentage of the general population in men over the age of 70, if you were to biopsy their prostates, you would find some cancer cells. However, those cancer cells, because the testosterone level is low and hopefully that the estrogen level is low, those cancer cells aren't getting any hormonal energizing in order to proliferate. So, you know, there's so many different details of the studies that are missing, and the quality of the studies, we know that quality is poor. They are put together with a very specific outcome in mind, and that outcome is to discredit the use of a supplement.
And the other thing is, I see blasted all over the TV lots of commercials promoting drugs. I don't really see too many commercials supporting or promoting supplements. And yet more and more people are buying supplements in this country. And the reason for that is, clearly, they're dissatisfied with the pharmaceutical approach to all their problems. So they say, let me look for something else that might, number one, be more effective, but even more importantly, not come with all the side effects that drugs come with. So I think that's what's driving people to look for alternatives. And here's the other thing that's important, too. The Center for Disease Control has reported on deaths from vitamins, minerals, and herbs every year for the last 20 years, and that number is zero. And then compare that to over 100,000 deaths occurring every year in the United States alone from drug adverse reactions, and it's probably close to 500,000 or more worldwide. So 100,000 in this country, 500,000 worldwide. That's what's driving people to look for alternatives. So the question
If I were using prescription medication and did not have the benefits that the pharmaceutical flyer would generally say, this is the reason to use that pharmaceutical, I'd very, very much go looking elsewhere. And sometimes it's very, very difficult. I think one of the discussion aspects for this morning, Dr. Slavin, is where to find quality supplements, because you don't necessarily find them everywhere. And people need to be cautious, because many times what they read in the big letters on the label might not be all of the information that they need to have in order to get results with that particular supplement.
Okay, and I'm now going to give out some recommended doses, because that's the other part. So you want to take a quality vitamin when you take them, but you also need to take them in an appropriate dosage so you get the benefit you're looking for with those vitamins. So we mentioned earlier, you know, vitamin E, there are actually, if you encompass all the types of vitamin E, there are actually 8 forms. You have, you know, the vitamin E, you have the which are tocopherols, and you have the tocotrienols. I think you can combine them all under a vitamin E heading. So yeah, under the tocopherol, you have the alpha, beta, gamma, and delta. And then under the tocotrienols, you have another 4 forms. And the dosages that were used in the study, they only used number one. They only used the alpha tocopherol, number one. They left out all the other forms of vitamin E. And then they only use...
Dr. Slavin, isn't it important, the differentiation, to talk to our listeners about D-alpha tocopherol as well as the synthetic DL-alpha tocopherol? Very often when you read the details of a study regarding vitamin E, if it's done by a pharmaceutical-funded research aspect, then the form of vitamin E that's used is DL, and you absorb maybe 5% of the dose that is listed when you're using DL alpha tocopherol. So if the listing says that you're taking 50 IUs, maybe you're just getting 2.5 IUs of usable vitamin E. Your body doesn't know what to do with the synthetic forms of these substances. It has evolved over eons to be able to utilize properly the natural forms of these nutrient substances. But when modern technology kind of breaks them down and attempts to synthesize them, they don't work the same way.
That's absolutely correct. And now we have to take a break. There's more to this story when we come back. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and with us is Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. We'll be back right after this.
Have you ever heard of someone going to see the doctor for a checkup or a sore throat or some common complaint, and in that visit they were diagnosed with a much more serious issue? The story I remember is the one about someone taking blood tests before cosmetic surgery, and those blood tests saved the life of the patient by discovering colon cancer. So don't be surprised. Come to Advanced Medical Testing for comprehensive testing to assure wellness. Call 754-216-2332 to schedule an appointment and get the information you need about advanced medical testing, or visit amtcenters.com. That's 754-216-2332. Or amtcenters.com.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via phone, Skype, or email, with the convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at JanetCimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m., right here on this station.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and joining us today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. We've been talking about vitamin E, and the reason for that is just to go over again some of the negative studies that have come out about vitamin E and how they misreport them to scare people away from taking it. And like we said before the break, are they really concerned about you spending money on vitamins because they don't want you to waste your money, or is it because they feel it might compete with their drug prescriptions? And that's what I think. It's just going to compete with drug prescriptions. And you have to know how to take it, though. In this particular study that reported only in the group of men taking vitamin E, and they only took the alpha tocopherol form. They missed out on all the other seven forms. There was a very slight increase in number of prostate cancers in that group. But they, you know, reported it in a different way, playing around with numbers. But more importantly, like Janet said, it's very important to get a good quality vitamin E. But you want to get vitamin E, which has the D-alpha tocopherol, along with all the other tocopherols, the mixed tocopherols, the gamma, beta, and delta. You want to take the tocotrienol, is very important. And then you want to take the right dosage. Recent studies looking at cardiovascular disease shows the benefits from taking vitamin E begin around 2,000 to 2,500 international units per day of all four forms of tocopherols and tocotrienols, with gamma tocopherol having the most powerful anti-cancer effect. So you have to, you know, I guess you have to do a little research. Well, maybe you shouldn't self-prescribe. Maybe you should see someone who's a little more knowledgeable about the use of vitamins. It's a shame in some regard, I guess, that they're all available over the counter and people tend to make the decisions on their own. Luckily, in a lot of the health food stores, there are people you can ask and get the recommendations. Janet, what do you recommend for people with regard to vitamin E?
Well, I like the full spectrum vitamin E. When I talk to people about vitamin E, one of the recommendations that I make, the product that I would suggest depends on what their issues are. So if it's hormones, the unique E is my go-to suggestion. And it's an option whether the unique E is taken as the tocopherol mix or the tocopherol and tocotrienol mix. And I don't think that it is as critically important if people are taking the vitamin E with regard to cardiovascular issues. So the unique E, that is the unique E complete, and Jarrow Formulas has a really, really nice family E. That's the complete tocopherol and tocotrienols. And then, of course, when you are dealing with cardiovascular disease, again, it's dosing that's very, very important. And that's where it is important to follow up at advanced medical testing centers, because then you're going to evaluate how efficient the vitamin E is, how it's working within your body. So there are a lot of different approaches on how to choose the right E. But I am so focused on making sure that people stay away from the DL forms of the vitamin E, because those DL forms are synthetic and not recognizable by your body.
Well, another point about synthetic vitamins, they will block the absorption of the natural vitamins. And if you're eating foods that are fortified with vitamins, they fortify them with the synthetic vitamins. So sometimes eating those foods may be more harmful than beneficial. Janet, another point, you know, when they report studies like this, specifically we're talking about vitamin E, they conveniently left out the fact that there have been thousands of other studies of vitamin E that have shown multiple cardiovascular and antioxidant benefits. So you can understand what they're trying to do here. And I think, like you said earlier, they just want to control the competition or discredit the competition. So I think this is, when you see a study like this, I think it's just more evidence that you know, vitamins are something that people should consider taking if they're not already. But you need to get some knowledgeable advice as to how much to take, what to look for in a label, because a lot of times the labels can be very confusing. And then at the end of the day, you do testing to make sure you've you know, corrected any deficiency. There haven't been nearly as many studies looking at the pharmaceutical drugs as there have been trying to discredit natural supplements, vitamins, minerals, herbs. But believe it or not, drugs are 62,000 times more likely to kill you than supplements. Janet, can't hear you.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that, Dr. Slavin. You faded away. I don't
really
know why that happened.
Okay. So anyway, I was saying drugs are 62,000 times more likely to kill you than supplements.
62,000 times. That's a pretty impressive number. And I think sometimes when people are taking the pharmaceutical substances, they have not been informed by their physician that certain of the important, and I'm going to say crucially important, nutrients that normally would be circulating in their bodies have been wiped out by the pharmaceuticals. And that might be, in addition to the function of the pharmaceutical themselves, that might be another contributing factor to why the death rates from the pharmaceuticals are so high. So, as an example, statin drugs. We know that statin drugs reduce the coenzyme Q10, but the other part that doesn't get discussed has to be the vitamin E. Because it's a fat-soluble nutrient, that activity is virtually neutralized in the presence of a statin drug. Vitamin A and D, so important for your immune system. And once again, when you're taking the statin drug, those two fat-soluble nutrients neutralized. So it might very well be that so many of the people that I see whose vitamin D levels are so very low, in the teens, when the bottom reference range is 30, and it may very well be because they're taking pharmaceuticals that would interfere. Then when you think about some of the people taking a prescribed pharmaceutical and combining that with over-the-counter medications, and we know that some of the over-the-counter medications are just prescription medications that the patent has run out, and they have been turned into over-the-counter choices. So the potential for harming your body with unknown combinations like that, the potential for harming your body with the statin drugs neutralizing any of the fat-soluble nutrients that are critically important, immune function, brain function, cardiovascular function, it is a very problematic situation out there, and one, unfortunately, that far too many doctors don't have the time to discuss with their patients. Dr. Slavin?
Well, Janet, I think we've established that supplements are safe, but to get the true benefit from them, you have to know how to take them. But I want to pass along these statistics. They say that at least half of the population in the United States takes a daily nutritional supplement. So if each of these people took only one tablet daily, that makes 165 million individual doses per day for a total of over 60 billion doses annually. So you have 60 billion doses of vitamin and mineral supplements per year in the U.S. and not a single fatality, not one. So if vitamin and mineral supplements were so dangerous, as the FDA and the news media claim, where are the bodies? So I just want to have people understand that the vitamins are not what's dangerous. It's the pharmaceutical company, but you have to weigh the pros and cons, of course, with everything you take. I'm going to start on another vitamin that's important to know about, because I think a lot of people are taking this vitamin, or actually it's a mineral, in inappropriate doses. And I'm talking about calcium supplements. People are,
I'm very much right there with you, Dr. Slavin. So many of the doctors, possibly after a bone density screening or just because they're speaking to a woman over the age of 50 or 55, they're telling those women, you need 1,000 milligrams of calcium. You might need 1,200. I've even heard people tell me their doctor was advising 1,600 milligrams of calcium, and none of the doctors are talking about the vitamin D. None of the doctors are talking about a digestive enzyme just to make sure that there's high acid content in your stomach. None of the doctors are talking about the importance of balancing that calcium with magnesium and making sure that the patient is properly hydrated.
Well, I think there's another issue with vitamin, with calcium that needs to be people need to be reminded of, and that's the fact that calcium supplements increase the risk of cardiovascular events, especially myocardial infarction. So, when a doctor says to people, just take more calcium, does he say, by the way, you're increasing your risk of a heart attack? I'm not sure I heard that, but we're going to talk a little bit more about the dangers of excessive calcium. You need to, if you're addressing osteoporosis, You really have to know how to do it properly. But right now we have to take a break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and with us today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and we'll be back right after this.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
The Institute of Advanced Medicine introduces holistic and comprehensive ways to maintain your health, maintain your energy and immunity, your flexibility and your wellness. The team of specialists at the Institute of Advanced Medicine offer all the services to enhance and support all categories of function, health, and well-being. You can call 954 754-748-4991 to make an appointment today. 954-748-4991.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and joining us today is Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. We were talking earlier about vitamin E and how the disinformation in studies are reported. Now we're talking about calcium, and the reports are saying that, you know, taking calcium improperly might not only not help osteoporosis, but it might increase your risk of cardiovascular issues. There was a meta-analysis published in the British Medical Journal in 2010 showing that calcium supplements without vitamin D administered at the same time are associated with an increased risk of heart attack. Now, Janet, I'm not sure on these studies whether or not they're trying to, again, scare people away from taking calcium supplements, or whether they're just trying to alert them to the fact that if you take them inappropriately, you may be creating some additional problems.
Unfortunately, people don't get very good information about utilizing calcium properly. There are people who should be at certain times using a calcium supplement, but one of the things that comes into this calcium supplementation would be a very, very comprehensive approach with the calcium. Like we talked about, the best results when you have the mixed tocopherols, and certainly when you have the tocopherols and the tocotrienols. When you take calcium, crucially important that you have magnesium, vitamin D, trace minerals, boron, strontium. So a very, very complete formula. Then the next thing you have to be very certain of is that there is a high acid content in your stomach. And so many people are on acid blockers because they've been told that high acid content in their digestive systems, in their stomach, is a contributing factor to their discomfort with digestion, indigestion, heartburn, and reflux, so to speak. But you need that high acid content in order to properly break down calcium. If you are not having that proper digestive system chemistry, the absorption and proper utilization, driving the calcium into your bones and keeping the calcium out of your soft tissue, that doesn't happen. You alluded to earlier, Dr. Slavin, the fact that that calcium is associated with a very high number of cardiovascular events. And I talk to people all the time. Okay, you've been told that you have a blockage. I said, what does that blockage consist of? And indeed, the invariable reply comes back, oh, it's cholesterol. That's what my doctor said. And I'm going to say, well, cholesterol does play a role in it, but it is calcification. And that calcium improperly digested is depositing in your soft tissues. So your arteries, your kidneys, in your eyes as cataracts. So many different health challenges can be traced back to improper use of calcium. Dr. Slavin?
Okay, and don't forget, it's mainstream medicine that's telling their subjects to take calcium for your bones. But what if I told you that osteoporosis is not a calcium issue? and they studied that. There was an article in 2010 published in the Clinical Journal of Nephrology showing that there is a total lack of support in the research for calcium supplements to reduce a fracture risk. Another study in 2009 of postmenopausal women using calcium supplements showed that although calcium loss from bone was slowed, bone loss was still occurring. So maybe the drug companies are promoting the use of calcium, knowing it's not going to change the patient's potential risk of developing fractures, and therefore, you know, patients will go on to break hips and they'll go on to, you know, need, you know, these more expensive approaches to the problem. If you knew what to do, you know, you probably could avoid a lot of these things. So I want to just go on.
It's such a sad state of affairs, Dr. Slavin, that something that people are seeking out their physician's advice for, and the advice that they're getting is not supportive of their overall well-being.
Now, here's another one. In a 1997 study, you know, this is a long time ago already, almost 20 years ago, this has been shown, and people are still running out taking lots of calcium. So in that 1997 study, it showed that women with the highest consumption of calcium from dairy products had the highest risk of fractures. And if women instead were taking calcium supplements, they had the highest risk from kidney stones. Now, earlier we talked about the association of vitamin E with prostate cancer. There was a 2001 study that found men who consumed more than 600 milligrams of calcium a day from dairy products showed a 32% higher risk of prostate cancer than men consuming less than 150 milligrams per day. And each additional increase of 500 milligrams of calcium from dairy was associated with another 16% increase in prostate cancer risk. Now, it may not be the calcium in the milk. There may be other substances in the milk that are creating that increased risk.
How about the idea that there is certainly the potential for infectious substances, because the nutrient status and the health of the dairy herds is not what it should be, and consequently those herds are given antibiotics, and that is associated with another whole range of potential health problems associated with consuming commercial dairy products.
Well, I think I want to just point out, too, that if you shouldn't be drinking a lot of milk, because at least a lot of cow's milk, you know, cow's milk is meant for cows. But also the cow's milk is contaminated with hormones and antibiotics. So you have to, if you're going to drink milk, look for the ones that say hormone-free, antibiotic-free, from grass-fed, pastured cows. That would be a better choice. Assuming you can't get raw milk, which is what, illegal for human consumption, Janet?
Yeah, that's the truth. You can buy it to your pets, but you can't consume it yourself.
Mm-hmm. Do they have the raw milk police going around? I'm not sure.
Actually, there may be some people from the FDA observing certain transactions.
Now, I just want to, before we leave this topic, there was a book written called The Calcium Lie by Robert Thompson, M.D. And in the book, he tries to explain what takes place in osteoporosis. And he wants to point out that there are at least a dozen minerals that make up bone density. And, you know, just focusing on calcium really doesn't make any sense. And again, the overconsumption of calcium creates a lot of imbalances in your body and increases the risk of heart disease, kidney stones, gallstones, osteoarthritis, hypothyroidism, obesity, type 2 diabetes. And where I think maybe we're seeing this happening to people. Now, it may be that, for example, if you're drinking milk for calcium, like we just mentioned, maybe there are other substances in the milk that may lead to these issues. It's not just the calcium per se, but this is what people are doing. They even report that there's a link between breast cancer and fibrocystic breast disease and calcium. A link that we mentioned gallstones, but how about colon cancer and Crohn's disease? So again, you want to make sure that you know what you're doing, I guess. That's the first thing. And here's something else. How many people, Janet, go to you, talk about their bone density test that they had?
Very frequently when people come to me and they say that they would like a calcium supplement and that they've been told that they have osteoporosis. I actually had a woman who was just barely in her 50s, and she had been told over the phone, based on her bone density screening, that she had the bones of a 90-year-old and should be very, very careful not to let anyone hug her too tightly. And so I said, okay, what we need to do is bring a copy of your bone density screening into me, and I will help you evaluate it. Far too many women don't necessarily know the difference between a T score and a Z score. And so when I break the bone density screening down like that, very often it is obvious that there is not osteoporosis. There may very well be the beginnings of bone loss, and there are any number of different high-quality supplements that women can use to overcome the beginnings of those situations of bone loss. And talking about different medications that they might be taking that could be a contributing factor. And I'm talking primarily about those antacid formulas. So there's such important information. And unfortunately, the information that the women are getting with regard to their bone density tests is here. You must take this medication. If you don't, you are at serious risk of breaking a hip or breaking bones if you were to fall. So one of the things we talk about, that is certainly your idea, Dr. Slavin. Okay, if falls are such a contributing factor, let's work on balance and let's work on making sure that you don't fall down. And then my job as supporting them from a nutritional perspective is you very, very much want a high quality bone density support. And you want to take a very, very in-depth look at the pharmaceuticals that are being offered to you. They are certainly fraught with many, many, many serious side effects, some of them that I'd love to talk about, Dr. Slavin, when we come back from this break.
All right. But right now it's time for a break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and with us today is Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. And we'll be back right after this.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. If you're in search of the fountain of youth, if you're trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy, there are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through my counseling sessions, I work with clients and manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. I can help you maintain optimal health that will keep you looking and feeling young again. I provide you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. So schedule your appointment today, JanetCimarelli.com. Don't wait, your clock is ticking.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and with us today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. We've been talking about vitamins today and minerals, and we left off talking about calcium. And you were mentioning, I asked you a question about bone density, and the bone density machine is a marketing device for the drug companies. It was underwritten by a drug company, and then if you have any doubt about its marketing abilities, when you do the you mentioned T-scores and Z-scores. The T-score is when they compare you to a woman 25 years of age. The Z-score is when they compare you to women of your own age. Now, does it make any sense to compare a 60-year-old or a 70-year-old to a 25-year-old woman? Only if you want to sell drugs. And the drugs they sell, like Fosamax and Boniva and Actonel, there is no evidence, by the way, that they lower your risk of having a fracture or that they make your bones stronger. But they have a whole lot of side effects, like Jana mentioned before the break, death of the jawbone. They call it osteonecrosis of the mandible. Then you can experience liver and kidney damage. It's associated with a lot of digestive issues. It interferes with your body's own natural way of making bone. So why would you want to do that if, we check? Oh, by the way, there's a better test, in my opinion, than a bone density, because the bone density is just geared to get women to take a drug, because instead of getting their bones healthier, if when I see a patient, we check enterolepeptide is what we're measuring here, and that comes out in the urine, and if it's elevated, it means you're losing excess bone, and if it's in the normal range, it means you're not. So how do you get it into the normal range if it's elevated? A couple of things. You can try vitamin D, vitamin K, exercise, and that would be my first recommendation. And if that's not enough, then I would recommend the addition of hormones, estrogen and progesterone. But that way, if you stop the excess bone loss, you've pretty much done everything you can to keep your bones as healthy as possible. But that the bone density test. Yeah.
What about impact exercise?
Yeah. Now, impact exercise means could be as simple as just walking. They say walking is actually better impact exercise than jogging, which I don't recommend because of the pounding that it does. The reason I say impact, when you strike your heel in walking, that impact is transferred up to the hip joint. And that's what stimulates, the bone strengthening. With jogging, you're really striking your heel. You're running more on your toes or flat-footed, and you don't get that same impact. But they always say weight-bearing exercises is what's helpful. So I would assume, therefore, that exercise in the pool is not going to help with osteoporosis.
Probably not directly, but if you are doing resistance work, possibly with the weights that are available for working out in the pool, that resistance training has the potential to build some muscle. And when you're building muscle, that muscle helps to maintain density in your bone. I'm going to say that, there are more efficient ways of doing that than working out in the pool, but the more you maintain muscle mass, the greater the potential for maintaining bone density.
Janet, before we run out of time today, I just want to pass something along. And I'm not sure that you were aware of this, because I wasn't. And this was published a couple years ago in the British Medical Journal. And it says that, and it's going to take me a few minutes to figure out where they're going here, confirming that low vitamin D levels, this is accurate, obtained in the past are risk factors for developing colon cancer in the future. And that we know, so that's important information. You want to get your vitamin D levels up, not just for preventing colon cancer, but breast cancer and prostate cancer and lung cancer, all helpful there. Multiple sclerosis, even in strengthening your ability to resist the flu. But what was interesting about the study was another fact that was reported, that vitamin A, even in relatively low amounts, can block the benefits of vitamin D with regard to reducing colon cancer rates. Now, had you heard that before, Janet?
I hadn't heard that before, Dr. Slavin, and boy, would I have to investigate that report in depth to find out what exactly they were studying and how they came up with that conclusion. Because when you think about some of the very supportive substances that work to enhance how your immune system works, the natural substances come together with A and D. And so when I see that something has been found together in nature, I'm very much of the opinion that maybe we ought to pay attention to that. I have to say that I did get a text from one of our listeners with regard to bone density and orthosilicic acid, the biosil, very, very important for contributing to bone density. So another trace mineral. And so the more we move away from that idea that calcium is going to support our bones, we understand that comprehensive approach of vitamins and minerals and trace minerals, all very, very important. Dr. Slavin?
Okay, so I just, before people stop taking vitamin A, they said beta-carotene is fine to take. It's the retinoic acid, vitamin A that...
And I disagree with that. I disagree with that so strongly because, Dr. Slavin, how many people in your practice do you find that have... either insulin resistance, syndrome X, metabolic syndrome, prediabetes, maybe their A1C is high. The ability of those individuals with that blood sugar anomaly, they're not going to be able to convert beta carotene into vitamin A. So I say true vitamin A if you want to support your immune system, support the health of your skin, if you want to maintain the quality of your eyesight. All of those things depend on vitamin A, and you may or may not be converting beta carotene to vitamin A.
Well, maybe we'll come back next week and after we've had a chance to validate this. But it was in that study, and it was not the purpose of the study to say that vitamin A blocks the vitamin D benefit, but they were really doing a study to show just how helpful vitamin D is in preventing colon cancer. But they did notice that those with the highest vitamin A intake seemed to lose the benefit of the protection against colon cancer. So that's what they reported. I'm curious to see if it ever came up in any other study, because that would be, I think, good to know. You could, don't forget beta carotene is very important. Your body converts that to vitamin A. And I think, Janet, before we run out of time, one of the nutrients I think people that probably aren't taking enough of is vitamin K, particularly vitamin K2. In the context of putting calcium back in the bones, but even more importantly, with regard to their risk of cancer and dying from cancer. And I think maybe we'll have to put that one off to next week. But vitamin K, a very important vitamin, and it can be measured. I don't know. I'm pretty sure your doctors aren't measuring it. But we do it here routinely.
I just wanted to mention to all of our listeners that I am at Greenlands, and I'm available from 11 to 2 here at Greenlands, 2000 North Federal Highway in Delray Beach. And I'll be back with you on Monday.
All right. I'd like to thank all our listeners for listening. We're here every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11. You've been listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and with me has been Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. Bye-bye, everybody.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.